Yo, what's going on, man? It's your man, Vaught.
It's your girl, Vanna.
We are here, man. It's been a while, but we are going in on a topic right now, and we decided to stop for a minute and jump on a podcast. Why? Because it's been a minute, and we need to give y'all something.
We got some juicy material.
Yes, we do, and we're going to jump in 3, 2, 1. So, what we were just talking about is was the problem. It was many topics, but one of the topics that we were just on was just the problem with society and how it affects finding self-love, or what most people say, finding you. And finding you has been something that people has been, you know, quoting that. Or just saying that, just, and to me personally, it just become a cliche, because not too many people actually even explain to you after saying that what it really means. You know,
how, you
how to live
what it. What it even means to be, to find yourself, self love. What does it even look like?
Yes.
Yeah.
And one of the things that I was talking about was, how self-love really is triggered. Like, you might think it's self-love, but it really triggered off what you already seen. Like,
social acceptance.
Yes, what's accepted by what you see being accepted. Like, right now, one of the things I was saying was social media, right? We have a lot of people right now having a lot of funny memes, funny videos about this whole corona thing, right?
Right.
And people not really taking, people don't really take nothing serious. And what happens is, when you see this so much, then something clicks in your head and you feel like, I want to do that too, right? And if somebody tell you not to do it, you automatically feel like, you know, they're trying to stop you from being who you are. And you might really feel like, I just want to be free enough to make a funny video. You know, I just want to be free enough to make a funny meme. And it's like, why you feel like that's something free to do? You're not even looking at, you know, the situation at hand. Like, what about the people who actually are suffering from it? The people who don't think it's funny.
Right.
But because you so...
it's acceptable to be funny.
Yeah.
You know, and I understand, too, that people, you know, we find laughter... we use laughter to ease the pain. You know, when we laugh to keep from crying is what we hear many times. But, like, what, you know, what we have to be watchful of or mindful of is that we're not pretending to be someone... you know, that we're not pretending to be a certain type of funny just to be socially accepted on social media. So, like, you know, let's just say all the lights are off, all the doors are closed, and there's nobody but you in the mirror. Like, are you going to make that same joke and laugh at it too? Oftentimes, I laugh at myself. You know, I'm here laughing at myself, and I don't even share my funny with other people until I realize, like, oh, wait, you're actually funny. Like, you can say that. You should have said that. That's funny. But if you're not even laughing at yourself, you know, why get on social media and just do what other people are doing, you know? And like he was saying, I think that's just like what confuses people, you know, with what true self-love is, and where I should say, well, maybe titling, like, what the difference between self-love and social acceptance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, especially with this whole, like, self-care is like a huge movement right now, and I feel like that also is a part of the social acceptance, you know, trend. You know, oh, I'm, you know, getting my nails done because it's self-care. And it's like, is that your true self-care? Like, do you really care about your nails being done? You know, are you even really relaxing when you're out there getting your nails done? Is it clearing your mind? Is it really helping you care for yourself? Or are you doing it because that's what people say that self-care is? You know?
Yeah.
I went and got a pedicure the other day, and I was like, this is not my cup of tea. I don't like pedicures.
Yeah.
Like, they, like, everybody feels like, oh, you're a mom, you deserve to just go relax and get a pedicure. So I went and got one. I'm thinking, this is boring. Like, I can do this at my house. Like, I don't like this. So, you know, just not being confused. Not being confused about what is socially accepted and what is true to you.
Yeah. But, I mean, I think that's even something even harder to find. Like we was talking about before, for those who are believers, that hopefully, but I doubt. But if you, yeah, we spreading it, but I don't think that everybody who hear it gonna be a believer. That's not true. But made me forget what I was gonna say. But yeah, so I believe that just like what you were saying, that sometimes we are so focused on trying to find who we are, and we it's hard to find who you are. Just what we were saying, that if you are a believer, you know that the Bible tells us that, you know, who you are, you will find in Christ. Right, whoever you are, what mission you on, what your assignment that you're supposed to be on, you will find that in Christ. But the truth of the matter is, we do live in a world where there are unbelievers, and they tell you to find within yourself, find who you are, dig deep within yourself, and figure out who you are, what you like, what you love. But if you are surrounded by nothing but society, and you serve nothing that's above all, nothing, you don't serve nothing but self, you're not influenced by nothing but what you seen based upon social media, just, you know, the world through TV or whatever.
Or even how you grew up.
Yeah, so it's like that person, whatever you say, whoever you decide to be, or whatever you decide, you know, you like, you love, it's going to be what you see.
It's an influence. Yeah.
It's going to be.
Typically, it's an influence, yeah. Which is why we got to find it in Christ, who is the originator. He is the original. He's the same before yesterday and today. And it's just like, he never changes. Whereas these trends, you know, who's to say when twerking is going to go out of style, you know, or these eyebrows or these lashes, you know.
Yeah.
In 2010, it wasn't a big thing to have fake lashes. It wasn't a huge thing to have, you know, 3-inch nails. And it's like, for us to find ourselves or self-love or, you know, as I said before, being true to ourselves, for us to feel like that's what that means, you know, then there has to be a moment where you come and say, that's what I'm influenced by.
Right.
We were talking about this a little bit earlier, and I was mentioning about, like, with me and twerking, like, originally I would, like, defend it. Like, I love to dance. I'm a dancer. I've been dancing since I was, like, 4. And, you know, twerking is its thing. You know, it is what it is. But then, you know, when they were talking about defining myself, like, okay, well, you know, I gotta be true to myself, and I love to dance. I love to dance, and twerking comes with it. So, you know, I might not go out and do it in front of a crowd, but, you know, definitely at home in my bathroom or whatever, like, I'll do it, you know, because that's me. That's who I am. And then, you know, Tavares and I were talking, and we had this, you know, basically revelation, like, that's who you are because the way you grew up, that was what was acceptable, or is acceptable. You know, that's what being able to twerk is what gives you value. You know, being able to you know, effortlessly, I can't even say that word, effortlessly, you know, move your butt up and down, you know what I mean, or whatever, like, or have enough to even jiggle, especially for someone who's skinny like me, like, that's an accomplishment. You know what I mean? That's like mad goals, to be able to squat and low and do, like, all of it. So it's just like, it's still all an influence. It's not me. Because if I was raised like the way we raise our children, we don't listen to that type of music around them. We don't have them in that environment. So, like, my poor little daughter, she moves like a 60-year-old woman with bad hips. And it's just like, that's not natural for her. That's not her to do that, because that's not the environment that she grows up in. So finding yourself and finding the truth, ultimately, no matter what you believe in or what you've seen or whatever, it's going to always be an influence until you seek Christ and he's able to show you and, you know, guide you and lead you down the path that will truly be, you know, for you.
Right. Because you can't put that on a resume. Twerking.
Wait a minute now.
You can't put twerking.
No,
on a
resume. Right, though. And yeah. A resume is nothing but bragging about yourself and your skills.
Yeah. So it's like if somebody asks you what you like to do, you know what, and you get an interview. Somebody like, hey, what's your strength? What's your talents?
Well, that was strengths and weaknesses.
Yeah, and it's like and I ain't a lot like speaking of that. There's a lot of times where I didn't know my strength or my weaknesses, and then based on this conversation, it's like if you don't even like when you say know yourself, and you don't really know what your strengths are or what your weaknesses are. Because you so influenced by society, like society ain't gonna really define you.
Basically,
like
they
gonna tell you what you should be doing and how you should be looking and everything like that, and they're not really giving you any. They're not giving you anything to define who you really are. So now when you been interviewed and they ask you questions like that. You're gonna lie.
Yeah.
Many times I lied. You know, I don't even remember what I said. I just threw out some stuff because I didn't want to sit there in that awkward silence. So.
Yeah. You mentioned like you know social media, like nobody is on there telling you what to do. You know what I mean? When you're asked that question, you're put on the spot. You don't have any kind of like you don't have anyone really telling you what to do.
Yeah.
And I sit here and I'm thinking like. The people who are the biggest influencers on social media, whether it be celebrities or people who came up, you know, through social media, whatever, the biggest influencers came up because they were uniquely them. They were true to who they wanted to be or who they are, what came naturally. Like I said earlier, like, if you're in your house by yourself, closed doors, you know, will you laugh at your own jokes? Do you think you're funny? You know what I mean? Like, and I feel like the people who influence us the most, you know, they talk about themselves. They're not necessarily talking about, like, you can relate. There's nothing wrong with relating. I believe that's also why social media flourishes the way that it does, because people can relate to what you're talking about. People have been through what you've been through. We love to not feel alone. That's a natural human instinct to make sure that we are in some sort of community in any way, shape, or form. Whether it be depression community, anxiety community, comedy, you know, skinny, fat, dreads, you know, relaxing. Like, we all like to be a part of some kind of community.
Yeah.
So, with that being said, you know, piggybacking on what you already said, like, in an interview, what community are we in when someone's asking us our strengths and our weaknesses? Like, who are you? Tell me about yourself.
Yeah.
And for me, I find that that's like the, like, out of all interviews, that's the hardest question to answer, because I'm like, I don't know what I can do. I mean, they told me at my last job I was good at typing.
Yeah.
You know, she said good job when I, you know.
But just that, yeah, we just naturally don't know how to answer those questions properly. And sometimes it's not as hard as we make it. It's just that we go through these things on a daily, like, with our strengths.
Mm-hmm.
We activate that every day. Our weaknesses. We challenge that with our weaknesses every day. But it's like we're just not aware to it, or even know how to express or show any of it. So now it's like it just go right over our head.
Right.
So now when we're asked that question, the things that just happen daily. Yeah, we just be sitting there like, oh shoot, I don't know. But bro, you don't realize that you are the influencer in your household. You don't realize that you are, you know, you're strong.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like whatever relationship or, you know, within the group of guys or the group of women that you're around, they always come to you and ask you for ideas. Mm-hmm. Like you don't notice that, but you don't notice that you take initiative all the time. But you so influenced by so much of other things that you don't even have the time to recognize that strength, you know.
Or it's not even so much about, or not, I'm sorry, either we don't recognize it as a strength,
or we don't see it as,
like, we don't see it, period, or we see it as a weakness. You know, I remember talking to someone and they're like, gosh, they always call me to make the plans. And I'm like, I don't want to make the plans all the time. But it's like, instead of seeing that as such a negative thing, recognize that
they don't acknowledge
you're a great party planner and we want you to be the one to do it. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, that's what you can talk about. You are a great person to go to when it comes to the fun things.
Yeah.
It's, you know, so oftentimes we get very aggravated by what people see in us. And it's like, you know, or like, you know, oftentimes you hear that broken people attract broken people.
Yeah.
Did I say that right?
What?
No, I'm sorry. People with healing spirits attract broken people. And so we tend to be aggravated, you know, women, you know, tend to be aggravated because I'm always getting, you know, these dudes and, oh, they ain't no good. Da, da, da. But really, it's that nurturing, loving, you know what I mean? Just that heavy desire that we have inside of us to see someone do good, or like we see their, you know, the better part of them, their potential, so much to the point where we don't even recognize that we have that spirit of discernment. Right. You know what I mean? We don't even recognize that we have that level of, you know, inspiration and empowerment over someone to the point where we settle for blaming ourselves for being, you know, ignorant or weak or, you know, or even blaming other people. Like, oh, all guys are the same, you know, all that. So, you know, I think it's really important to recognize.
Shoot, like, that just goes, like you say, all guys the same. It's like, you get that a lot, like, you know, how people be like, you know, like how females, they're like, man, like, I'm tired of these niggas. You know, they all want this and they all want that. And, like, dudes say the same thing. You know, all these females just want this and that. And it's because, like, everybody's, like, even when people, like, get dudes to be like, oh, I ain't like these other niggas. When you say that, you say exactly what they say. So it's like everybody, like, you try to be so different, but at the same time you being the same person.
Yeah. Everybody's so unique.
Yeah, and but at the end of the day, I never tried to act like I wasn't human. Like, you can't sit there and say, like, as different as people try to make you be or tell you to be. Like, you can't really be that different in many ways. Yeah, but at the same time, people, like, based on, like, the influences that, the negative influence of how people, just like we were talking about with through social media and stuff like that. Sometimes people are influenced the wrong way to the point where they don't even see, you know, the true value in themselves. But at the same time, people are, on the other end, try to be so different, but at the same time they still doing the negative things that everybody do,
right,
that which makes them the same, you know. But it's like it's kind of even weird to even, you know, explain, because everybody, it's like so many people they brainwashed in a way to be different. But then a lot of people quote things like that, but just like what we talking about, they don't explain nothing. They don't.
Yeah. And that's so deep right there, because, like, you know, when you say being different, so, like, explaining it, here we go right here, let's explain it. Being different, first of all, God created us all individually. We all have very different fingerprints. You know, we are all created different. There's not, even if you're a twin, there is no another you anywhere. And so it's like, when you're being told to be different, the difference is, even though I'm doing the same activity, whether it be starting my own makeup business or you know, creating a YouTube dance, the difference is me. And Tavares, you taught me that a lot. Like, I kind of, you know, let my Mary Kay business be stunted, or, you know, even when I think about, like, my journey to being a physical therapist, or even you as an artist, I would get so, like, stumped and, like, afraid to move forward, because the first thought that would come to mind was, like, everybody else is already doing it. Everybody else is doing it. What makes me different from everybody else? Like, you know why? Like, why would they choose my physical therapist business or partnership over the ones that are already flourishing? Like, what makes me? And you know, you would always tell me, like, you know, you gotta be you. Like, it's yours. That's what makes it different. And it didn't make sense to me. It's still low key. I'm still learning this, by the way. We're talking about this, but I'm still, you know, on this journey. But like, it's, you are the difference. You are the difference. Being true to what you know and believe and trust and love, you know, about what you're doing, your passion behind it, your character behind it. You know what I mean? That's what brings out the difference in all of this unity that we have going on. And so the danger in all of this, when we speak about the social influence, is when you're trying so hard to be so different that you're being stupid. Like, with all these challenges going on, eating cereal out of people's mouths, that's an extreme stretch on trying to be different. That's just, now you just that nasty in real life. Okay, cool. Keep that to yourself. But
then because people so socially brainwashed, like they social brainwashed to the point where they gonna do it, because it's like, if you get enough ignorant people going the wrong way, then you going the right way gonna seem wrong.
It's gonna seem wrong.
So you gonna start. So you gonna be like, okay, I'm gonna try this. You know, it's like, it may not be interesting doing right or doing something positive or doing something that's not gonna cause me to get hurt. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, as time go on, you start seeing how people literally don't have control over their own minds, right? And I believe, to even go even deeper, that we got our little baby girl. Your skin turned to a bump.
Cause you need to take a bath.
She has two like bumps up like that.
Oh, she got bit by something.
Yeah. It's okay.
No, you don't get in my Y'all, but, our kids are covered in chalk right now.
That's
into like some go in the house. Overseas,
all right, go outside.
Bro.
We will hold come y'all in down. And shower and eat and everything.
So anyway, so.
You were saying being ignorant, like if you're not being stupid when you're being brainwashed.
Okay, so all right.
You're never being brainwashed, but yeah. All right. Go ahead.
So let me see.
Parenting, by the way. If you ever been left on red by a parent, or if you ever come to my house and you see, just know you get distracted and it is what it is. And that's not an influence. That's real life. That's true.
And when she would come, I was like, I'm finna say something to her, and everything that I'm saying finna go out the damn window. But anyway, being socially brainwashed, it's like, sometimes I find myself talking to these people. It's like talking to zombies, right? And it's like I be trying to talk to certain people about the behavior that people just automatically pick up, because it's like they don't want to be left out the loop.
It's hard to be an outcast.
So it's like, as I was saying, it's like you'll see so many people going the wrong way to seem like, you know, you going the right way seems wrong, or seems like, say, boring or whatever like that. But all this plays a part in remaking your character.
Ooh. So, I remember I was
going to talk about, I had it till you start clapping, talking about it.
No, you can't be that easily distracted.
It threw me off.
All the time
I don't say it now. But it's going to come back to me. It's going to come
back. Well, why are you thinking? Let me get this, because you said something that was important. And I just think about how when you're unlearning things, you know, as I said earlier, like, you know, like, we're so heavily influenced by our environment, you know, whether it be the way we were raised, you know, oftentimes, I think, you know, research shows that, you know, if you grew up in an abusive home, you'll end up in an abusive relationship, you know, because you think it's normal. You know, you don't know a more gentle love, you know. And so in so many ways, you know, a part of adulting and I believe parenting is unlearning the things that you learn. And I think if you want to start, if you are starting on your self-love, self-care, you know, journey, since that's a thing now, a trend now, I think the first thing to do is unlearn a lot of things. Unlearn, you know, toxic behaviors, you know, unlearn, you know, the characteristics that you have. Like for me, inconsistency, procrastination, yeah. You know what I mean? Like those are things that I need to unlearn, you know, and you know, just find, you know, go on Google, go on your Bible app, you know, go to some group meetings and find ways to unlearn the things that are holding you yeah. back, that are causing you to be unhappy with you, you know what I mean? Or that are holding you back from being what you truly know that you could be. Yeah. Self-doubt, insecurities, you know what I mean? Healing from past hurts, no matter what they are. Like, there are so many ways to heal from these things and unlearn behavior.
That comes, I know a lot of it comes from, you know, the mind. Like, what I was going to say was, I believe without a shadow of a doubt that our government knows the power of the mind. Like, they know, like, there's people that sit behind the scenes and they control the media, they control, you know, like, whatever we see, the TV, so, like, music, the industry, like, movies we watch, social media, like, behind the scenes of all this, like, it plays a part in the way society think, the behavior of society. And when you think about it, people say, you know, a mind is a terrible thing to waste. And people will say that, but I don't think they understand the extent on how true that is. So and it's just like in the word when it tells us to be watchful. You know, to be mindful of the things, you know, that we entertain, you know. And then you think about the ways that the spirit, this negative spirit enter into us, the visual, you know, hearing, you know. And so it's like if you have a platform, like if you have the power to control what millions of people are able to accept, you know, through hearing, through vision. So it's like, okay, we have the social media and all that stuff like that, and you know, people are more now on their phones than they are sitting in front of the TV. Their phones go everywhere with them, you know. So if you're not at home and you out and about, you got access to what's going on in the world. And to be honest, people really is not interested in, you know, trying to figure out, you know, really what's going on in the world. They care more about, you know, I say this humor thing right now is really taking control of everything, like with you know, with social media. So it's like they understand how powerful it is to take control of people's minds. So when you look at these platforms where people is constantly on, it's like, man, they can distract us from anything. You know, a new dance can come out right now and that whole corona thing could fade away because of a new dance move that's out. Mm-hmm. And it's like, this is the times we living in where people really can just be easily controlled, like mentally just brainwashed to believe anything that they see. That's why when I be seeing like update, like news reports and stuff like that on social media, it's like sometimes before I actually be like, dang, you know, it's like I gotta find out first. I gotta look first. I gotta dig first before I just see stuff, because like it's just so easy to just for people to just believe what they see. And I believe right now, man, mentally, people are brainwashed through these platforms.
It's the fear. So people, no matter what life you're living, people are driven by fear. Fear is like, you know, even it's so powerful, you know, and it causes us to act irrationally, emotionally, and, you know, or as we're seeing right now, people are panicking, you know, because, oh my gosh, if I get this virus, I'm going to die, you know, or it's so easily spread that we, like, I better get all my resources. Now, I'm not saying, you know, not to take precaution. There's a difference between being cautious and fearful. But, you know, even if it's not the virus, you know, it's, you know, like, you know, scaling back, you know, away from the government. Okay, it's a fear of not knowing how to do this dance. And when I go out in public and people do this dance, what's going to happen? You know, fear of rejection. It's a fear of not, you know, knowing the latest fashion to the point where if I wear this, you know, what if this is not acceptable anymore? Like, or, you know, you can kind of tell the different ages and stages of people, you know, with somebody out there wearing jabos and, you know, we ain't wearing jabos anymore. But you know what I'm saying? Like, you know.
But
so,
you gotta wait for it to come back around.
That's how fade,
Fila's, Champion.
Right. And so, but and it's all like, ultimately, like, all of these influences thrive off of the fear of rejection or the fear of death. Now, why does that not trigger people to go to God? You know, because we fear that man has misled us in so many ways, and we know that men make books, and we know that, you know, Christianity was distorted in so many ways. You know, there's so many different theories out there and so many different, you know, stories here left and right. But guess what it causes? Fear. You know, I fear even going as far as Santa Claus. We chose not to teach our kids, you know, to believe in Santa Claus, Easter Bunny, and all that stuff, because what that creates is a fear of, oh, if I don't behave, you know, this invisible man is going to get me. And then you grow up realizing that this invisible man is not true. So then what happens when you teach your kids about this invisible God? You know what I mean? And I believe that was, you know, what it is. But yeah, so it's that fear. You know, we strike that fear. You know, the Easter Bunny's coming. Okay. You know, well, we got to make sure we got the eggs out and all this stuff, because the Easter Bunny, we grew up realizing that this Easter Bunny is not, like, what does this Easter Bunny have to do with anything? And so we fear to believe what we can't see, simply because in our history, believing what we didn't see nipped us in the butt. And that now has affected our faith. So we live in a world where fear is way over faith. But when God tells us to walk by faith and not by sight, it's more of a struggle. And it goes back to what I said earlier, like, about unlearning.
Yeah.
You know, so when you self-love is...
But that's why a lot of people, how they are now, like those who don't believe, because Christ just fall right under that umbrella with Santa Claus.
It does.
Easter Bunny and all that stuff. Like, that's why I don't like tradition, because, you know, but then again, it's crazy because a lot of people who feel like, you know, Christ fall right up under that umbrella, they still gonna celebrate these holidays though. You know,
because
they still,
of fear that, because, oh, we have gotten some kickback about this whole Christmas thing. Well, when you're missing out, you're missing the kids, like, you know, just let them have fun. Halloween is the biggest. Mm-hmm. It's just fun. That's cool for your household. We choose not to entertain those spirits. You know what I mean? Even if we do decide that, you know, there will be any kind of dressing up, you know, we're going to go, we have gone in on our kids about, like, you know, what the true meanings behind these things are. But all of it goes back to fear. Fear of not fitting in. You know, my mom, like, what, think about the child, either yourself, I know me, you know, if you didn't go to the party last weekend with everybody else, everybody comes back to school on Monday talking about this lit party last weekend, and your mom wouldn't let you go. Guess what? You're lame now. Nobody wants to talk to you because you weren't with the in crowd. You didn't do what everybody else did. So it's all about fear. It's all, so... You know, I'm 35 minutes in trying to stay on topic, I'm sorry, but self-love, you know, a big part of that is releasing fear, you know, fear of, like I said, rejection.
This is how you become a trendsetter.
Right.
Instead of
you cannot be afraid. Think about the most successful people. You can't be afraid to either be the only one, the first one, Or the last one.
Yeah, I wore two different pair of shoes today. I wasn't trying. Like, my goal wasn't to be different. I believe, because I think when you try to be different is when you, it's not really genuine, because you're not doing something that you really enjoy. Because sometimes, even if you're trying to do something that you enjoy, it might be something that somebody else doing. You know, it doesn't matter, but it's something that you find interesting. Like, this isn't really about not following the crowd, because right. It's like, I mean, if you like something, then go for it. But it's like, understand the difference between you liking it versus you, like, come to understand on why you like it. Like, sometimes you got to ask yourself questions. Why do I like it? You know, why do I like, you know, drawing? I started off drawing at 7 years old. I like drawing because, you know, I seen my brother do it, and my dad knew how to do it, and I didn't really want to just start doing it. I don't think I started doing it just because it was pressure on me to learn how to draw because they were drawing. It's just something that, you know, I seen, and it caught, you know, my interest. And I draw better than them now, you know. So it's just like even off and on, you know, throughout my life, you know, I stopped for months. I stopped for a couple years, and then I just, you know, pick a pencil back up and just start doing it. And it's just something that, you know, I found a liking to. So I wouldn't say, you know, that I fall under the umbrella of just, you know, doing something just because, you know, I see people doing it. I'm doing something because not only, you know, I saw it, it's because I know, I can honestly tell you that I personally like it. So if you see somebody doing something and you doing it, but you really don't like it, you just doing it just because somebody else doing it, then that's different from just being, you know, influenced to do something and then you finding your own reason of liking it, you know, or something like that. So it's...
You know, as you were talking, you said drawing, but I was thinking about drinking, you know, alcohol. Like,
yeah,
I believe that movies and everything, you know, around us tells us that alcohol is the way that you have fun. You know, when we're going out, oh, you gotta have a drink. You know what I mean? When you're stressed, oh, you gotta have a drink. When you're wanting to relax and you know, oh, we gotta have a drink. If you want sex to be good, ooh, alcohol.
Yeah.
But then it's like, we got to a place in our lives where it was just like, I don't want to feel like that anymore. You know, this doesn't even feel real anymore because I can't enjoy it without alcohol. And then we started changing up our activities because we realized, like, going out and getting drunk wasn't fun. Staying home and getting drunk wasn't fun. You know, drinking because I'm upset. Like, I realized that's unhealthy. You know, and once you, like you said, like, you know, step back and ask yourself why you're doing something, you'll have some real revelations. Yeah. If you're really true to yourself, like, why? Like, if you tell yourself that I'm drinking to drown my emotions, 9 times out of 10, you're not going to really want to drink anymore. Now, whether you have the strength to not do it, that's a whole nother ballgame. But, like, you're not, if you're telling yourself that that's why you're drinking, then you're probably going to chill out. But if you say, you know, I like drinking because I like the way it makes me feel, then you'll continue because now you're being honest. Like, I like feeling like this, you know?
It's very hard. Like, I see in most people that it's very hard to just be real with yourself. Like, some people just be lying to themselves so much. It's like they just sit there.
It's that fear.
Yeah, so it's like
themselves.
Like, sometimes you got to hear, and this is why, you know, even though God know what we need and what we want, and he tell us to openly confess, it's not that we confessing to drop, you know what I'm saying, knowledge on him of what's going on.
You gotta
hear yourself. Like, sometimes when you hear yourself say the truth, like the truth, it strikes something in you. Be like, damn, weird. like yeah. So it just sound different. Like, if somebody,
say it out loud, it makes a bigger difference.
Yeah, like, cause some people just, they don't want to hear. That's why some people, like when you go to therapy or something like that, or whatever, or you just talking to somebody and they were like, why don't you just say that you messed up? Like, that's why in certain, like, them groups, I forgot you call them, like, you go in them groups and they'll be like, hey, I'm an alcoholic.
Oh, the AA?
Hey, yeah. They'll be like, you know, you got to get up, introduce yourself, and tell them what you're struggling with. You know, some people don't like to say that. Some people all day, every day, man, I don't smoke like that. I don't drink like that. I don't, you know, do whatever like that. You know, I ain't always mad. And it's like, when you really sit and think and just be like, okay, let me be real with myself.
And probably all the time, the realest will come from you, to you, about you, when you are by yourself.
Yeah.
Close the door, even cut the lights off. I don't know. But like when nobody is around to call you out on your lie, when nobody's around to judge you for the truth that you don't want to accept, and you stop judging your, like, you'll find it easier and easier to like stop judging yourself and realize like, okay, I need some water. Like,
yeah,
it is so hard to get it out your mouth, but once you get it out.
Shoot, just recently I had to be real with myself, and me being real with myself, I got to give credit to God, because that's who. Nope, not you. So it's like sometimes when you become like used to doing it and you become sensitive to that moment that where God is dealing with you, you'll be like, okay, I'm being real with myself because. Me personally, I can say this, like me personally, I'm being real with myself because God just dealt with me. So, because like at work, right, I was trying to get into a certain position at work, and I felt like I was getting played. And actually, in many ways, I was getting played though. Because they're sending me to a different department, like that I really didn't, you know, want to work, but they say they needed help over there, so I was like, okay. So they told me in order for me to get, you know, some training on the like equipment and stuff like that, I got to get familiar, you know, with labels and stuff like that. So they sent me to a department. Now the department they sent me to, yes, labels over there, but it's not the same labels that I'll be scanning in. Where I work at, like in this position,
made you feel like
so they made me feel like I would get to where I want to go if I went to this area where they wanted me to go. So I ended up in this area for like 6 months, and once I got back to my original area, they was like I know I ain't heard nothing about the training and none of that. So when I go talk to my manager. He'll be like, yeah, I got you. Trust me, I got you. And I seen this person train other people that I've been there longer than, right? I've been there longer than them. And next thing you know, I see them on equipment just riding around doing like, and I'm like, dang, like, so why am I not getting this?
Yeah.
Why am I not getting this training? So next thing you know, a friend of mine, huh? Probably so. But so my boy that work at Caleb, he ended up getting some training, not on the equipment, but in this other little position. And it's like, dang, like I've been talking about getting some training in a position for I don't know how long. And now, you know, my boy, he mentioned something to the manager, cause the manager favored, like, he kind of cool. He's starting to favor him, and
so you felt
some type of way. Cause I even went to him. I was like, "Bro, I really hope you get that position." But I ain't even gonna lie. I'm like, "If you get that position, bro, I ain't got nothing to do with you. It just sucks because I've been trying to get into this position. This same dude that just put you on this ain't said nothing to me yet."
So me being real with myself.
I had, when I went back to what I was doing, you know, I was like, dang, being real, I was like, me sitting here questioning why I'm not getting into this, because this position will make my job either be easier on my body and stuff like that. But it was like, I always ask God in my prayers to take me out of this, away from this job. And if I was to get into a position that would make this job easier, I would never want to leave.
Okay.
So this, so
that comfort that God was trying to keep.
So that, yeah, so it was, and plus not just that, as a friend, why would I try to, you know, throw any negative in that, you know, coming to him? So I was like, bro, I hope you get it, but you know, then I put my sourpuss in there. And so I had to go back to him and be like, you know what, bro? I said, man, I want to apologize for being negative, throwing any type of negativity, you know, during this time of a blessing on your end. So I was like, and I had to break it down to him, man. I was like, man, you know, God had to deal with me because, you know, moving up, it was some kind of jealousy in there. Yeah, so it was like, I ain't had to act like that, you know, during this time, you know what I'm saying? You getting, you know, good news and stuff like that. I should have just been like, you know, bro, I'm proud that you get to do something better. And I had to be like, you know what I'm saying? It was never in my prayer life to even try to, you know, do other things within this place because I want to be out of this place. So
social influence would be like, nah, bro, that's wrong. You need to stand up for yourself. You need to make sure you don't let anybody tell you what to do. And you,
that what I couldn't, like, even, yeah, I mean,
you know what I'm saying? Like that social influence, like if you weren't able to be even aware of yourself, or if you weren't in that place in your life where you were good at checking yourself, because that doesn't come natural.
Naturally, it would, like, naturally, that's what most people would do. Like, they'll look at it that, yeah. Yeah, they'll look at it like that and be like, you know, yeah, bro, that's cool on your end, but man, you know that's messed up because, you know, I ain't
got it.
It's two different positions though. I ain't really hating because his position ain't what I wanted. You know what I'm saying? He that was presented to him. You know what I'm saying? And that was another thing that kind of got to me, because it's like, the manager that I'm talking to, I'm coming to you, but you went to other people that didn't even want the position.
Yeah.
That's doing the same thing I'm doing, and then even some of them cats, you know, I work better than.
You sound like you're still a little bitter.
It could be a little sour push still up in there, but at the same time, it's just facts though. It's just fact. I ain't upset about it like that, but it was just facts. Cause no, I mean, fact is, you know, if people in your workplace, well, that you work better than, but you know what I'm saying, they end up getting something. But it's like, you never know why people getting favored, you know, over you. And then sometimes, especially when you're a child of God and you try to do what's best, you know, to please God, and you see other people being favored, we automatically feel like, well, I supposed to be favored, like, what's, but yeah. But God, what you say, he, you know, what about how the scripture go, God don't have no favor, no respect for person or something like that.
Yeah.
Because
I don't know how to say it. He's not a respecting person.
He's not. Because I've been to say he don't respect people. But that ain't what it is. Anyways, we'll get it. But basically, God ain't about to just sit there and he's a God of his word. And he say if he going to bless you, he going to bless you. And some people, they don't deserve, but at the same time, do we think we deserve? We don't even deserve, just because we, you know, calling us. Yeah, so it's like, I don't deserve.
Have you been working up to your full potential, you know? Have you been showing up to work on time? Have you
had
perfect attendance? Have you, you know, been somewhat, like, reliable whenever there's something that needs to be done? Are you one that tends to be more combative? You know, I dealt with that in my job before, too, you know? Or recently, I should say, in my workplace, you know, we thought that somebody else was better for a particular position, but the higher ups didn't hire them because that person would challenge them, and they didn't want to challenge. They wanted someone to just, you know, do what they were told, and that was it. And at first, we were all like, you know, heard about it and aggravated, but being real with myself, I'm like, you know what? Are we even in a place to argue with these people? You know, are they higher up for a reason? Let me relax. Let me step back. You know, who am I? You know, what influence do I really have? Like, while I'm over here getting mad and upset and trying to call some shots, you know? So now, you know, instead of being upset, you know, being real with myself and my self-care and love and, you know, making sure that I'm not influenced by what most people would really do, you know, I'm just taking a step back and saying, all right, I'm not in a position right now, but I'll put myself in a position to where I don't have to worry about this anymore. So that's just where, you know, you're working. So,
my outlook on 9 to 5s, like jobs, like what I've done experience, honestly.
What I've done experience was
being in workplaces, they don't always care about the one who's really grinding the most. Like, seriously. In some cases, some people look at that, but they don't really care too much about who's grinding the most. That's why we have favor. Like, seriously, favor isn't fair.
But you know, we'll talk about corporate favor.
Man, we can talk about this. Anytime you feel like
it.
We ain't gonna stay on topic. This is our podcast. We can talk about whatever we feel like talking about because you acting like you trying not to get in on this.
The gist of all of this though, y'all, is to make sure that you are being. Or that you are recognizing the true definition between self-care and social influence.
Yes. Okay. Self-care, social influence, and sucky workplaces.
That in all of this going on, your workplace may be a place of peace or chaos, depending on how you yourself are caring.
That's why you gotta cut corners. You gotta be there in the workplaces, they gonna work you like a dog, but you gotta make sure you take care of yourself. I'm gonna take care of myself and make sure I'm in peace. Cause I ain't gonna let social
Brainwash, mess me up, girl.
She gone. It's all official. Your boy Hill. Y'all talking to me?
This is Vanna.
Hey, I'm like Blaze Brown off at the end of you don't remember, no. But like Blaze Brown, he was like, okay, now it's my part. So what we gonna talk about is sex. We gonna talk about
Blaze Brown.
Oh my God, let me. Nah, she is so dang young. She don't be knowing nothing. So you don't know who Blaze Brown is?
You a pedophile?
Who is Blaze Brown?
Can I pet that dog?
Who is Blake Brown?
Can I pet that dog?
You don't know Blake.
Can I pet that dog?
Who is Duncan Penderhughes?
Who?
Duncan Penderhughes.
Is that, y'all, that's not even how you say his name, I bet. Duncan Penderhughes and Blake Brown. Nobody name is Penderhughes. From what?
Class at. Duncan Penderhughes.
What is?
And Blake Brown.
Who are they? I'm not going in on this.
Okay. That
is. Is your girl?
He talking about on over there. This
girl.
Well, go on. Be
and
out.
Vanna are checking out.
I'm Blake Brown. I'm finna tell my part.
Are checking it. Out. Right. And this is it.
But that's cute.
Okay.
Play though.
We appreciate y'all. That's cool. You're trying to go so bad. No, I'm gonna let y'all go. We have missed y'all.
I'm gonna let y'all go. But she's sitting here.
Y'all
like,
go through. We living this life with you.
It was just ending so ugly.
It's checkout time. We gotta go. We gotta go.
All right, y'all, man. Until next time. We be out of here. And I appreciate y'all for tuning in. Them kids had us drifting in and out of topic. And so it may be in some areas where we was kind of off. But, hey, that is how we get down, man. We out of here. And peace and love.
Check out time.
Man, you going to hush your dang cornbread mix?
Hang up the phone.
All right, y'all. I'm out.